You're going to listen to three teenagers speaking about their daily routines. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers 1 to 3 with the statements A to K. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1.
Hi, my name is Austin. I'm an average 15-year-old from the southeastern United States. I live in a pretty normal house, in a pretty normal city, in a not-so-normal country. I'd say my day usually starts off the same as most other American teenagers. My alarm clock wakes me up in the morning, and I get myself out of bed. Then I get ready, take care of my dog, and eat breakfast. Some families sit down and have breakfast together, but not all families have time for that, like mine. We hardly ever have breakfast together. After breakfast, my sister and I hop into my dad's car so he can drop us off at our schools. I'd say about half of American high schoolers get driven by their parents to school, all the other half takes the bus. After I arrive at school, I talk to my friends and wait for the bell. I then visit my locker to get my books for my first class. I revisit my locker 2 or 3 times during the day since I have to change classrooms for each of my 4 daily classes. When lunchtime comes, I head to the cafeteria to get food from the lunch line. After eating lunch with my friends, I head back to class and finish my classes for the day. Once school ends, most American teenagers have an after-school activity like sports or extra music and art classes. I get ready for my sports practice, then head to the running track behind the school. Afterwards, I go home for the day. When I get back home, I take care of my dog again, take a shower, and get my homework done. Then dinner time eventually comes around, and we have a chance to talk as a family. After we're done eating, we sit down for a family prayer. I then relax by watching TV or playing a game, and around 10 o'clock, I brush my teeth and climb into bed. My day has come to an end.
Speaker 2.
Hello, I'm Megan from Bournemouth, which is in the south of England, and I am 15 years old. After school, I like listening to music. I like playing guitar and piano, and also playing songs that I learn from the internet. I have one older sister and one younger sister. My older sister lives in America, and my younger sister, who is 12, she lives with us at home. My dad is a maritime surveyor and my mom is in the transport and logistics field. Because my dad surveys ships, he goes to different ports and sometimes he has to travel far away. Usually my day starts at 7 o'clock, which is way too early for me. I know that others have to get up even earlier, but for me this is a challenge. Then I take a shower and get dressed for school. I don't have to think much about what I wear, as I have to wear a school uniform. I'm not really a fan of the outfit, but it's okay. My mum prepares breakfast for me, which I'm really happy about. At school, I meet my friends. We always have so much fun together. After school, I meet my friends again. I am on the school's volleyball team. I usually start off as the first setter, which is the person in the middle at the front. Since my parents are from the Philippines, it's interesting visiting the Philippines so often because going back to the Philippines and driving around, you see small children in the streets with no clothes and dirty, and they are bathing in the rain, but they still smile. They are still having a good time. And it just makes me think when I go home from school and I have a hot shower, I take it for granted. As we start helping and contributing in small ways, eventually it creates something bigger. And I think when more people get involved, that's when we can really start to help other people.
Speaker 3.
Hi, my name is Noah. I'm 15 years old. Talking about my daily routine, I'd say some mornings I'm fine with getting up at 6, and other mornings I would sleep until 9, 9:30. It depends on the morning. Some days I'm more tired than others, but it can be a little tiring sometimes. This year's definitely been more academically challenging than last year. Chemistry was kind of a challenge at the beginning of the year, but I kind of got a hang of it, and now I actually enjoy that class. It can get pretty complicated with all the chemical formulas, but it's also pretty interesting material. So overall, it's going pretty well. Definitely a lot is expected of you. You have a lot of responsibilities. People kind of treat you like an adult, but then in other ways they don't. You're kind of looked down upon because you're not as old, or you're not quite as smart or well-read as an adult. But yet, they expect a lot, so that can be kind of hard sometimes. I balance everything pretty well. It can be tiring, but it's definitely never boring, and I always have stuff to do, so it's good. If all my classes give me homework and I'm working, it can be a little overwhelming, but it's usually pretty manageable. And usually I try to work ahead so I don't get overwhelmed. If you work hard, it's not that bad or difficult to meet deadlines. It just gets bad if you put off the work and you know you have to do it for a while and then you have to do it at the last minute. Definitely our society is very, like, fast-paced, and you have to always be doing things, either entertaining yourself or getting work done or being occupied in some way or in some fashion. People don't seem to ever take time to just kind of sit back and relax. Everybody's rushing around and it can be kind of crazy sometimes.
Speaker 1.
Hi, my name is Austin. I'm an average 15-year-old from the southeastern United States. I live in a pretty normal house, in a pretty normal city, in a not-so-normal country. I'd say my day usually starts off the same as most other American teenagers. My alarm clock wakes me up in the morning, and I get myself out of bed. Then I get ready, take care of my dog, and eat breakfast. Some families sit down and have breakfast together, but not all families have time for that, like mine. We hardly ever have breakfast together. After breakfast, my sister and I hop into my dad's car so he can drop us off at our schools. I'd say about half of American high schoolers get driven by their parents to school, all the other half takes the bus. After I arrive at school, I talk to my friends and wait for the bell. I then visit my locker to get my books for my first class. I revisit my locker 2 or 3 times during the day since I have to change classrooms for each of my 4 daily classes. When lunchtime comes, I head to the cafeteria to get food from the lunch line. After eating lunch with my friends, I head back to class and finish my classes for the day. Once school ends, most American teenagers have an after-school activity like sports or extra music and art classes. I get ready for my sports practice, then head to the running track behind the school. Afterwards, I go home for the day. When I get back home, I take care of my dog again, take a shower, and get my homework done. Then dinner time eventually comes around, and we have a chance to talk as a family. After we're done eating, we sit down for a family prayer. I then relax by watching TV or playing a game, and around 10 o'clock, I brush my teeth and climb into bed. My day has come to an end.
Speaker 2.
Hello, I'm Megan from Bournemouth, which is in the south of England, and I am 15 years old. After school, I like listening to music. I like playing guitar and piano, and also playing songs that I learn from the internet. I have one older sister and one younger sister. My older sister lives in America, and my younger sister, who is 12, she lives with us at home. My dad is a maritime surveyor and my mom is in the transport and logistics field. Because my dad surveys ships, he goes to different ports and sometimes he has to travel far away. Usually my day starts at 7 o'clock, which is way too early for me. I know that others have to get up even earlier, but for me this is a challenge. Then I take a shower and get dressed for school. I don't have to think much about what I wear, as I have to wear a school uniform. I'm not really a fan of the outfit, but it's okay. My mum prepares breakfast for me, which I'm really happy about. At school I meet my friends. We always have so much fun together. After school I meet my friends again. I am on the school's volleyball team. I usually start off as the first setter, which is the person in the middle at the front. Since my parents are from the Philippines, it's interesting visiting the Philippines so often because going back to the Philippines and driving around, you see small children in the streets with no clothes and dirty, and they are bathing in the rain, but they still smile. They are still having a good time. And it just makes me think when I go home from school and I have a hot shower, I take it for granted. As we start helping and contributing in small ways, eventually it creates something bigger. And I think when more people get involved, that's when we can really start to help other people.
Speaker 3.
Hi, my name is Noah. I'm 15 years old. Talking about my daily routine, I'd say some mornings I'm fine with getting up at 6, and other mornings I would sleep until 9, 9:30. It depends on the morning. Some days I'm more tired than others, but it can be a little tiring sometimes. This year's definitely been more academically challenging than last year. Chemistry was kind of a challenge at the beginning of the year, but I kind of got a hang of it, and now I actually enjoy that class. It can get pretty complicated with all the chemical formulas, but it's also pretty interesting material. So overall, it's going pretty well. Definitely a lot is expected of you. You have a lot of responsibilities. People kind of treat you like an adult, but then in other ways they don't. You're kind of looked down upon because you're not as old, or you're not quite as smart or well-read as an adult, but yet they expect a lot, so that can be kind of hard sometimes. I balance everything pretty well. It can be tiring, but it's definitely never boring, and I always have stuff to do, so it's good. If all my classes give me homework and I'm working, it can be a little overwhelming, but it's usually pretty manageable. And usually I try to work ahead so I don't get overwhelmed. If you work hard, it's not that bad or difficult to meet deadlines. It just gets bad if you put off the work and you know you have to do it for a while and then you have to do it at the last minute. Definitely our society is very, like, fast-paced and you have to always be doing things, either entertaining yourself or getting work done or being occupied in some way or in some fashion. People don't seem to ever take time to just kind of sit back and relax. Everybody's rushing around and it can be kind of crazy sometimes.